This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we don't charge you for the site. You can actually go and interact in various different ways. But one of the most important is that you actually get to control the content of the website. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners who are on the site can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning other people will see them more often, and we will be more likely to see them here as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We've actually got an unusual guest, sort of a guest host here, at least in the beginning of the program, because of breaking news.
It's a funny day, right?
We've got Gary Johnson here, and he's back in New Hampshire after, what, maybe a couple of months, 3 months? Well, how long has it been?
He's been in and out.
Been in and out.
Well, so since you've been to Keene.
Since I've been to Keene. Right.
So, Gary Johnson, presidential candidate, and of a mostly a liberty mindset, though I definitely want to dig into some issues
today. That's what I'm here for.
So we're going to do that in a little bit, but certainly stick with us here as we talk to some folks on the phone, because today, pretty big day, international news-wise, with Norway apparently under attack. We actually have Al on the line calling from Norway. Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Al.
Has it been reported that it wasn't Muslims that attacked Oslo, but it was right extremists?
Well, we haven't figured it out what's going on over here yet.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, from all I know is that apparently there's a bomb that went off in near some government buildings or in a government building
Several bombs.
What's that?
Several bombs.
Several bombs went off.
A real big, well-organized thing.
Okay, and was it all government buildings that were bombed?
Pretty much. Also, there was a guy that disguised himself as a cop and started firing on a socialist summer camp.
Hmm. Okay.
So, he was Norwegian. So the important thing here is it wasn't Al-Qaeda or anything like that. It looks like it was Norwegian Nazis, for lack of a better word.
Or as they might call it here, domestic terrorism?
More like Oklahoma than September 11th.
Gotcha.
I see where you're coming from. So what do you think about this? I mean, what are their motivations? Any idea?
Well, the right? Well, the socialists have been running the country forever, so they're mad. But good God, shooting at kids. This is a summer camp we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible.
Government buildings I don't care much about.
Well, there's still human beings in there, and whether they're doing
I think it was early morning and on some kind of holiday of some sort, too.
Six people, but they destroyed a lot of buildings.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, there's still janitor in
they
there or whatever.
They killed more people at that summer camp than with the explosions.
Wow. So, I mean, what are people doing out there in Norway? You're right in the thick of this.
No, I'm nowhere close. I'm just watching the news. I just thought it was interesting where the police in Norway, and I don't see it on CNN, they're still screaming Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But in big red letters here on the national station, it says it was a Norwegian that was arrested.
And this is for the shootings, he was arrested for the shootings?
This most likely they're connected.
Do you know what the laws are for possession of handguns in Norway? I certainly don't.
As long as you got a license, Norway's pretty liberal on weapon possession, actually. But you have to get a license. Like me as an expat, it's really difficult to get one. But I could if I wanted to.
Was anybody armed at this summer camp?
Of course not.
Hmm.
This is a socialist summer camp,
right?
Literally.
Right. Wow. Thanks for sharing.
And the guy was dressed as a cop. That's how he got in there.
Well, you know, people, that's why you would use that uniform.
It works here too.
It's helpful.
Yep.
They the government puts force behind the uniform, and then people bow to it, and then criminals use it. It happens here too.
Al, thanks for sharing that tonight. Any other details you want to get out to make sure everybody's
straight on?
No,
I really want to hear from Gary Johnson. That guy's cool.
Well, he's right here. So, Gary, I mean, your thoughts?
Oh, well, just that I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
Well, that was all I had, man.
All right, thanks, Al. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We know that at least in this country, there's been some talk about domestic terrorism and being prepared for that, and kind of the idea of maybe shining the light off of this so-called overseas threat, the Islamists, and focusing more on whoever it would be that would bomb something here that maybe was born around these parts, so to speak. And there have been, you know, what is it, the fusion centers, Mark, is that what they call them?
Yes, that's the terminology.
And they, you know, they've been putting out documents for years saying, hey, look out, if somebody has a copy of the Constitution, you know, they could be a terrorist or something like that. And so you may see an increase in, as a result of this, you may see an increase in, you know, an excuse to continue the police state, to expand the police state. Just because it wasn't someone from so-called Muslim areas doesn't mean that the cops are just going to say, oh, well, this is not a big deal. I mean, they're still going to behave in exactly the same way.
Could be. You know, I mean, it's hard to know. You know, sometimes the government folks, they make a big reaction to something that's gone on in the international community. Other times they just kind of ignore it and let it go. It's really hard to know.
Gary Johnson, do you think that government can actually protect people?
No, I don't. What this is showing is there are deranged human beings all over the whole planet. And what we end up doing with government is we end up passing laws and enacting rules and regulations that theoretically protect us against this kind of incident happening here in this country. And as a result of that, all of our freedoms are impinged upon, and our civil liberties go out the window, and we just continue down this path, endless path of a loss of all those freedoms and liberties.
If you look at what has, if you look at what's gone on in the past with these, you know, government people continually aggressing against folks. This is really what is driving a lot of this. I mean, it drives the folks that consider themselves Muslims who are doing terror. They're driven because there's been aggression against their people and where they live. These folks in Norway are people who want to get control of an aggressive government so they can turn aggression against whoever they want to aggress against, and they believe that it's going to be violence that will help them, you know, get achieve their goals. I mean, government seemed to teach the lesson to folks that violence solves problems, and that if you can get in control of the government, then you can use its ginormous amount of guns and soldiers to enact and inflict violence upon your political opponents. And it's just kind of this ongoing cycle where it never ends. It's frustrating, isn't it?
You know, I just read the book In the Garden of the Beast by Larson, who also wrote Devil in the White City, but it was the rise of power of Hitler before World War II. So his entire rise, and it was told through the eyes of the U.S. ambassador and his family in Berlin. And I just thought it was fascinating that this is what ultimate government leads to is what happened in Germany, Hitler rising to power.
Well, you know, some people would say that governments, at least if it has a role, that its role is to protect life, liberty, property, those kind of things. What does government do to, you know, handle sort of deranged lunatics? You know, if a situation like this happened in the United States and things have happened that are similar, what's government's role?
You know, as governor of New Mexico, so you're asking a question, Mark, that really doesn't have an answer. But as governor of New Mexico, the notion that we can talk about that and that, you know, maybe there are some real solutions to identifying deranged individuals. I don't know of what those are.
The solutions aren't going to be provided by a monopoly on violence, which is what the government is. And in order to provide its so-called services, it has to violate people's freedoms in the first place. So it's corrupt from the very get-go.
Historically, we've never provided those as solutions.
It's Free Talk Live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, Big Berkey WaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. Though, if you have a question for Gary Johnson, the presidential candidate, Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, major visible advocate of ending the insane war on drugs, he's here with us tonight, 800-259-9231, at least for the remainder of this first hour here. And, of course, we will take your calls about anything as well. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The Ruger LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com. Gary, do you think if somebody had an LC9 that they might have been able to solve this problem in Norway?
Well, when Columbine happened, nobody really wanted to hear what would have been a potential remedy for making that situation less calamitous in the future. Nobody wanted to hear that if you really wanted to address that problem in a way that was going to prevent that from happening in the future to that degree, you would require all teachers in all public schools to carry handguns. Nobody wanted to hear that.
Yep,
and I'm just going to pose that it would have been less calamitous.
Well, that certainly would have taken care of the problem. I don't know about making people that don't want to carry guns, but
no. I'm not proposing such, but nobody wants to hear that the solution to these there are solutions to these problems.
Well, the solution would be to allow them to carry a gun.
It's allowing an individual that wants to carry.
And parents as well, because, you know, parents are going on and off campus at all times, you know, for various reasons, picking
somebody. I don't think they allow parents back on campus anymore, Ian. I think schools have become these big prisons where, you know.
It depends on where you live, I think. I mean, usually you can go on the campus, you just have to go and check in first. If you're just wandering around, they'll get pretty nervous about that, as I understand it.
Well, I think that folks being able to protect themselves is probably the best solution. I also think that these large institutions that we have called public schools probably kind of create this sort of animosity. We didn't have – I can't imagine – the bullying was on a much smaller scale at the private school I went to with 500 students. And I think that this is kind of – you know, this is a symptom of having 1,500, 2,000 kids the same age all in one area.
So Gary Johnson is with us here. Gary, what's your website?
GaryJohnson2012.com.
GaryJohnson2012.com. Now, the last time we had you here, it was a pretty friendly interview, and you're a really friendly guy. In fact, I commented the last time that you're one of the few politicians I think I would actually spend time speaking with, because you seem to be pretty compassionate on a number of issues, and certainly the war on drugs was my introduction to you probably about a decade ago, and you've been good on that ever since. And I think you definitely take a liberty-oriented position on a number of things, but there was some news that came out back in April over at LouRockwell.com, which is probably the biggest liberty-oriented website out there. And somebody posted a blog, Jacob Hubert, who has actually also been on this program with us.
Oh, yeah.
And he cites an episode of Freedom Watch where you're on with Judge Napolitano talking about Guantanamo Bay. And his claim is that you told Judge Napolitano that you would keep Guantanamo open. What does that mean? What were you saying? Did you say what you were quoted as saying here, et cetera?
Well, I think that I said what I said. I think that it was a miscommunication, and you're allowing me to clarify. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what we should close Guantanamo for the reasons of endless detainment without being charged. We should close Guantanamo to torture. That said, the notion of having a military tribunal try an individual that is not a U.S. citizen is probably a good idea. It probably works. These are non-U.S. citizens. We subject our own citizens to military tribunals. So there's the notion that that's fair. And then in that context, if those individuals are convicted, where do we house those individuals? And it might be very cost-effective to actually leave Guantanamo Bay open for that aspect of this. And for that matter, it may be very cost-effective to have a Guantanamo facility to as the place to make all this happen. And again, Guantanamo Bay, or the practice of us holding anyone, citizen, non-citizen, without charging that individual is wrong. The notion that we would torture at Guantanamo or any facility needs to be stopped. I think this is why we have fought wars, and it's completely unacceptable for us to condone torture of any kind.
So
that said, back to cost analysis of having a Guantanamo facility may make a lot of sense.
So it upsets you. What I'm hearing from you is that it upsets you to some maybe a large extent that this is going on, that people are being held. They're not being charged. This is an outrage.
Yes, right.
But so I agree with you on that point, and I agree with you that far. But the point at which I think I disagree is the idea that a military tribunal is in any way appropriate for anybody. I mean, a military tribunal is essentially an end run around any form of jurisprudence or,
You think that regular trials
I think the regular justice system is a sham and a joke and hugely problematic. But at least they have to have the illusion of being open to the public. And with a military tribunal, you don't have any of the same process, I guess.
Bradley Manning's getting processed.
Well, you accept the fact that we do try our own military, our own U.S. citizens that are military to military tribunal.
That is only, first of all, that I don't accept the military, period. I don't accept, aggression.
Well, fair enough. But
right off the gate. But to answer your question on that point, when it comes to the military tribunals, you could at least say that the people in the military consented to joining the military, and in consenting to join the military, they understood that they would be taken in front of a military tribunal.
And these are U.S. citizens. So we're talking about non-U.S. citizens that are being, I would like to think, being charged as enemy combatants. I just think there's a case to be made that a military tribunal in this kind of a situation is fair.
Now, the Obama administration tried to try these folks in Guantanamo in civilian courts, and I'm not 100% sure what happened, but I believe they ran up on a situation of illegality, that there is no jurisdiction for the civilian courts to try these guys. So essentially, they ran up. They had to decide: are we going to release them, or are we going to try them, in military tribunals? I think those are the only choices.
It's only fair if you look at it from a skewed perspective, because it's not fair if what you believe is that people have rights, and that people have rights because they're human beings and not because they were born on a certain plot of land. I mean, would you agree with that statement?
These are non-U.S. citizens. This is an argument that I shouldn't drop names, but Manny Klausner took me aside in Los Angeles.
Hold that Manny thought. We'll come back to Manny here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you have a question for Gary Johnson. Just because it's fair doesn't mean it's right. Depending. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Huh?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a mobile site, so if you've got a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams and podcasts. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point, a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Their value has been trending upward with time. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. You'll be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
All right. So once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Gary Johnson is with us here, and you might have heard his name before. He's presidential candidate for the Republican Party, and he and Ron Paul are a little bit different. In fact, maybe a lot different from the rest of the candidates up there. And Gary, you're actually physically in studio with us, so good evening, and thanks for coming in here tonight to face what are some relatively difficult questions about some of the things that you've said, giving you the opportunity to clarify what may have been taken out of context, perhaps, in the past. We've been talking about Guantanamo Bay. Now, you mentioned a Manny Klausner when we went to break, and we had to interrupt you there. So,
well, he just took me aside at a Los Angeles event, and he said, look, I would like you to understand that having military tribunals deal with non-U.S. citizens charged as enemy combatants is actually a really fair way and logical way to deal with this issue, which is a real live issue, and that Guantanamo serves in that capacity to deliver that. And it was an argument that I've repeated it since because I just thought it made a lot of sense.
Now, you're against the Iraq war, is that correct?
I was against Iraq before we went into Iraq, and I was against it from the notion that there wasn't a military threat. I know that there was a lot of talk of weapons of mass destruction, but I thought that we have the military surveillance capability to see that happening and that we could have gone in and dealt with that if it were to have happened. I thought if we went into Iraq, we would find ourselves in a civil war to which there would be no end.
Hmm.
Afghanistan, initially, I thought was completely warranted. We were attacked, we attacked back, and after being in Afghanistan for 6 months, I think we effectively wiped out Al-Qaeda. That was 10 years ago. Libya, I'm opposed to what happened in Libya A through Z. Where was the congressional authorization? Where in the Constitution does it say that because we don't like a foreign dictator that we should go in and topple that foreign dictator? Haven't we injected ourselves in a civil war in Libya? And don't five other countries right now qualify for the same military intervention as Libya? There just doesn't seem to be an end to our military involvement. As President of the United States, I'm advocating a 43% reduction in military expenditures, believing that we can provide ourselves with a strong national defense and still cut the military by 43% and still provide ourselves with a strong military defense. The key words here being defense as opposed to offense and nation building.
So now Guantanamo,
get out of Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya tomorrow.
And
that is what I am advocating.
Somalia, how about Korea, Germany?
back to the 43%. I have the sense that there's 43% out there that could be reduced.
So Guantanamo's kind of a really bad Band-Aid slapped on a big gaping wound. There's folks from Iraq there, folks from Afghanistan that were picked up just sort of as bounties from bounty hunters. So it's kind of a bad policy thing in the beginning, from the very start. So I kind of feel like Guantanamo wouldn't have been an issue if things had been managed better and they had gotten into Afghanistan, taken care of Al-Qaeda and gotten out. Not that I'm advocating war. I'm not a big fan by any stretch. I'm just saying that I think that it wouldn't have been a policy issue from the beginning if it was done.
Right. I don't want to make the statement that Guantanamo should be closed when, in fact, back to detainment without being charged, back to torture, which should not be U.S. policies in any way, shape, or form. But that outside of those things happening, do we shut Guantanamo at the cost of tens of millions of dollars just to reopen some new Guantanamo somewhere else to serve a function that has to exist in the situation, the reality that we've put ourselves into?
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. We've got Mike on the line in Mississippi. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Gary Johnson.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Mike, good, thank you.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Great. The hypocrisy of Sean Hannity that poses itself as a patriot, throwing the football, and, you know, back when Ron Paul was trying to get something going on his grassroots, Sean Hannity stomped all over Ron Paul.
Okay.
I was going to ask Mr. Johnson, what type of Fox News abuse has he suffered in the past?
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you.
So, Mike, I debated Sean Hannity off camera about 10 years ago on drug policy, and I thought that he really took some cheap shots. This was in 2002. So I've been on air with Sean Hannity about four times now, and you know what? I thought he's been terrific. I've become a Sean Hannity fan, and by terrific, he really gave me an opportunity to state my case. He argued argued his opposition when it came to drugs, but he did it in a way that I thought was very constructive. I have no complaints whatsoever. So Fox News, without exception, has treated me really well in this whole process. I have no complaints whatsoever with Fox News. I have a problem with CNN that excluded me from the debate in New Hampshire, I never envisioned being excluded from any of these debates, having served, I'm arguing, as a very successful governor of New Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw this. Yeah, two terms. I don't know if you guys saw this, but 5 weeks ago they came out with a poll on all the presidential candidates and their favorabilities in their own states, and there's only one candidate running for president that has a favorability, positive favorability in his or her own state?
That's yours?
Well, I did tee it up that way. So, yeah, that was me. So
wow, not even Ron Paul?
You know what? Ron Paul was the only candidate excluded
from the poll.
From the poll. From that poll. And then about
well, this is what it's like. I mean, Ron Paul went through this in 2008, and he's kind of been through the gauntlet at this point, and he's not getting treated the same way. You're the new kid on the block as far as, you know, liberty-oriented candidates are concerned, and they're gonna give you the short shrift.
I think Ron Paul took all the heat when it came to Fox News, and I think Fox News, this is my opinion, they made a mistake, and when it comes to me, they're not making the same mistake. So Ron Paul has paved the way for me to be on Fox News and had a good experience on Fox News.
Plus, something changed as well. I mean, if you look at Fox News, they pander to a certain viewpoint. And, of course, during the Bush administration, Fox News was all about whatever the government did. I'm generalizing here. But then all of a sudden, Bush goes away, and then Fox News, you know, they promote Freedom Watch, and then John Stossel gets hired, and now all of a sudden it's more liberty-oriented reporting coming from Fox News. It just seems like pandering. But if it's working out for you because it's getting you publicity, so I mean, there's
and Ron Paul said this too. It's not about me. It is about these issues, and it is the issues. It's the issues. Period. And if you
there's one more big issue here that LouRockwell.com had brought up, and it's on the Federal Reserve. So let's dig into that one in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'd really like to see a debate between Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. I think that would be interesting to really hash out the minutia. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, because we love minutia on Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. So if you've got a question for Gary Johnson, you'll get priority at the moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, we have tried to get Ron Paul on the show this year, and thus far his campaign has not been too responsive to requests.
I've tried several avenues.
People have been asking, why don't you have Ron Paul on?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've tried several avenues. He's been on several other radio shows, including the Alex Jones show and stuff like that. I can't get him on here.
So I just want to give our listeners a heads up. It's not like we haven't attempted to get Ron Paul.
Maybe they'll get a hold of me Monday morning and that'll be everything. I don't know.
That'd be great. So we've got Gary Johnson. He's here with us in person, and I appreciate your time, Gary. I know you're busy.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
How has your reception been, by the way? I mean, going around New Hampshire, talking to folks?
Hey, I'm putting my chips on the table here in New Hampshire to do well in New Hampshire because this is the state that launches ships, and by ships, politicians, New Hampshire vets, politicians for the rest of the country, and I hope to come out of here with a showing as a top tier candidate, so that a ticket to hear Gary Johnson in South Carolina is something that's sought after, and people actually listen to what it is that I'm saying outside of New Hampshire.
And then you can ignore our media requests.
Right, that'd be then great. I can ignore. I appreciate your guys' advocacy. I really do. I really want to thank you for your advocacy. You've changed hearts and minds, and that's what this is all about.
Good. That is what it's all about. Let's get into the Federal Reserve there, Mark.
Okay. Well, I just really quick wanted to say something like, you'd think that so many, I mean, as far as Republicans go, they always talk about small government. You were the most vetoing governor in like the history of the United States or something?
Well, I vetoed 750 bills while I was governor of New Mexico.
For eight years.
I vetoed thousands of line items, and only two were overturned. Putting that into context, Mark, and I'm waiting, this may be an embellishment, but I'm waiting for to be corrected on this. I may have vetoed more bills than the other 49 governors in the country combined.
At the time.
Yeah. So really made a difference. And what I think is really significant, I talked about that poll earlier about being viewed favorably in the only candidate that's viewed favorably in their own state. New Mexico is a state that's 2-1 Democrat. This was all about freedom. This was all about liberty. This was all about vetoing government spending money in ways that weren't going to affect any of our lives. I think it's significant that I got reelected by doing that over 4 years and then ended up getting to do it for 8 years. That I'm viewed favorably to this point.
So the Federal Reserve is the other big issue that kind of made a splash a few months ago with LouRockwell.com heralding, you know, Gary Johnson, you know, bad on Federal Reserve, something I'm paraphrasing here. But what is it that you believe about the Federal Reserve?
Well, first of all, I believe that the government needs to stop printing money.
Good start.
Balance the budget, okay? So if we did away with the Federal Reserve, which I think it would be great to abolish the Federal Reserve, I think that it would give the monetary system transparency. Mm. That's what it would do. But if we abolish the Federal Reserve tomorrow, the Treasury could still print money. We have to stop printing money. So I would vote against raising the debt ceiling. I think that we should force this issue of living within our means. And, of course, that puts a finite cap on money supply. And it doesn't erode the dollar any more than it's already eroded.
So you're not a fan of the fiat currency. Would you agree that there should be an open market in currency, that currency
should
be provided?
I think that that would, in fact, be, looking at the report that Reagan offered up commissioned a group to study how would we implement commodity-based currency. And how that could be a competing currency to start with, and it's doable. It's all doable. It's been worked out, and those would have been the leading economists of that time, including I believe Greenspan and Milton Friedman, on how to do that. But
that was back when they were terrorists before they worked for the system.
so we could do that, and I see that as desirable also, and would support that.
So abolish legal tender laws. Would you support that?
By abolish legal tender laws, you're meaning...
Right now, the reason why the Federal Reserve has such a stronghold is because it's backed by the government's legal tender laws, which actually force everybody to accept their currency.
I'm open to that notion.
So like if I wanted to open up a business and only take gold and silver, you would support that.
That's back to that ends up being the minutia of how do you implement a competing currency? How do you actually shift a currency over to a competing currency or a commodity-based currency.
Because if you just take away the violence, then the market will handle it, right? Because we know somebody named Bernard von Notthaus. He's the guy that created the Liberty Dollar. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things.
Yeah, I have. I got a couple of them.
They actually raided his offices back in November of 07, charged him with counterfeiting, which is ludicrous. I mean, if you look at your Liberty Dollar, it's got an 800 number on it. It's got a website. I mean, a lot of them have these. It's clearly not attempting to be U.S. currency.
No, I agree.
But he was actually found guilty by a jury, and now he's facing 25 years in federal prison as a result of this. So you take away the aggression, you let somebody like Bernard von Notthaus do his thing, the market will solve that problem.
Yes, I agree with that. And I support that concept.
Let's talk to Jim in Nebraska, going to your phone calls for Gary Johnson here. By the way, GaryJohnson2012.com is his website. Jim in Nebraska, you're on Free Talk Live with Gary.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Johnson, I was going to ask you what your opinion was on the raising the debt limit, but you just actually responded to that. So I guess I would ask, since you've taken that question away from me, is what major departments in the government, like the IRS, without getting into little things, but what major things would you think that you would either eliminate or cut drastically in order? Because obviously you'd have to do that if you're not going to raise the debt limit.
Thanks, Jim, for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so the departments that I'm advocating eliminating are the Department of Education, Housing and Urban Development. I'm open to the discussion on others like energy, because I know too many smart people that say we don't need a Department of Energy. I would also be advocating elimination of the IRS, and that would be implementing the fare tax to replace income tax, to replace business-to-business tax, the corporate tax, make a one federal tax, the consumption tax, the fare tax. By all my free market economist advisors in this, I'm not doing this in a vacuum. They are saying that it is just what it says it is, that it's a fair tax, that it would really...
Well, no stealing is fair.
really promote economic growth, and Ian, it's revenue neutral, so it's not a tax increase, it's not a tax decrease, it's revenue neutral. It would still involve cutting the cost of government by 43% from what we're currently spending.
I saw video.
So currently, the government is bringing in 43% less or whatever than it's spending.
Well, what you guys, hey, the culprit here is printing money. Borrowing money is one thing. That's me loaning the government money. That's a foreign country loaning the U.S. money. But as was seen on the Federal Reserve balance sheets here, the Fed balance sheet is now $3 trillion, which is $2 trillion over where it's really ever been. And at one point, we're buying up to 70, we're printing money to cover 70% of U.S. treasuries. That's the devaluation of the dollar. That is, in my opinion, the impending collapse of the U.S. dollar.
So your intention, if you get elected, is to implement the fair tax and then have no other taxes, like no corporate taxes, no capital gains taxes.
So fairtax.org. It's all on fairtax.org. This has been a very.
Oh, we picked it apart.
Okay, all right.
We had one of their guys on for like an hour and a half, and really tore into it. Because there's the whole prebate thing where they send a welfare check to every household in America.
Well, by welfare check, it covers all of us up to the point of the poverty level, which
that's what they would say. But I would say it gets people hooked on a government check coming every single month.
Well, but you're going to use that. You are going to use that to pay this consumption tax up to the level of poverty.
I won't use it because I don't pay Social Security, so I won't get one of those checks. I think it's going to be administered by the Social Security people, so I'll be out of that particular game.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, we're short on time, Gary, so I'm glad that you've come out here tonight.
Yeah,
GaryJohnson2012.com. I saw video footage. You came out to Porkfest this year. How was it?
It was great. I put my chips on the table here in New Hampshire. I think it's a terrific political environment here in this state. And that political environment is that everybody really goes out of their way to listen to what candidates have to say. Cuss and discuss. It's a great political environment. It's terrific.
Glad to have you here, Gary. I think that you handle those questions fairly well, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you both.
GaryJohnson2012.com. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up here. In hour number two, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Also, huge prostitution bust, apparently, in New York City. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.